This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. For our next story, the government wants to help fresh grads find jobs by ensuring that they are more marketable. This came from Higher Education Minister Datuk Naraini Ahmad, who recently announced that her ministry wants students to have a marketability rate of 75% in 2021. And this follows a previous statement from her that fresh grads would find it especially difficult to find a job due to COVID-19, and 75,000 students are going to be affected by this. She also outlined the need to address unemployment from 2019, which saw 41,000 graduates affected. And so far, the government's implemented a few initiatives to address these issues, namely a job matching platform called My Future Jobs, reskilling and upskilling programs, and microfinancing schemes, among others. But we wanted to hone in on this idea of marketability, how it's defined, and understand, well, you know, therefore, how we can boost it. We also want to hear from you. If you've hired a fresh grad this year, what has that been like and what led to that decision? Was it about their marketability? Was it about their qualifications? Was it something else? And if you are a fresh grad looking for a job, tell us what that experience been like, has been like as well. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us is Elizabeth Lee, CEO of Sunway University, to talk about her insights on this issue of marketability for fresh grads. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us today. First of all, what is this rate, marketability rate for new graduates like at the moment, and how do we determine that?
Now, I was thinking about this marketability rate of new graduates. I think you mean how marketable they are and the percentage of their marketability, right? So I remember that there was an article in the Malay Mail to say that the Ministry of Higher Education is targeting a 75% marketability of graduates in Malaysia in 2021. Of course, this is taking into account the COVID-19 pandemic. And it looks approximately to be around 65% at the moment. This is according to the labour force report by the Department of Statistics.
And how are universities and colleges taking hireability into account when you construct courses and units?
Well, for higher education institutions, I believe that this should be a priority. I mean, you know, we have a responsibility of students coming to us and preparing them for the market and making sure that they can be gainfully employed. So as such, the courses really should be constructed with students' hireability, as you call them, in mind, you know. And that's why at Sunway, we actually encourage experiential hands-on learning for our students through trainings and workshops, and we will involve the industry experts in this endeavor. And then there's also internship programs, and also to get our students involved with major events on campus. Of course, this is all before the pandemic, but right now it is sorely lacking, purely because universities have to be closed. So the practical aspect is somehow lacking right now, as all our students are learning online. So other than equipping them with employability skills, I think that ability to work alone or in teams, let's say working under pressure, and have communication skills, yes, effective communication skills. These are all the important skills that we would need to equip them with. And then there's also entrepreneurial skills.
So what do you do then in order to ensure that your courses are relevant to the shifting needs of the job market?
Well, one of the very important things we have to ensure is that we have what we call academia-industry linkages. We find that this is very essential. You cannot isolate the industry and teach the students in a silo. So as I've mentioned before, we have industry experts and researchers who work with us on our academic team, whether it's passing on the knowledge and expertise or sharing their insights with students continuously. So in the classroom, it would involve getting them involved in real-life projects and competitions, such as those that are organized by leading organizations. We will think of the HSBC business case competitions, and another famous one is the Maybank Go Ahead Challenge. So these are some of the examples. But aside from that, I think that international partnerships are also extremely important. That's why we have a lot of partnerships with different universities all over the world. And also entrepreneurial skills. We have been taking that quite seriously for a while now, even before the pandemic. So we have actually set up our Sunway Innovation Labs, or the Sunway iLabs, where we partner with some international partners such as Alibaba. And also the University of Berkeley has a Sutaja Center for Entrepreneurship and Technology. And so these are two major partners where we feel that we can internationally expose our students through the courses that we mount up with them. In the case of the Alibaba courses, students can actually amass those skills here locally with us while they're studying with us. With the partnership with Berkeley, what happens is that they will send, of course, this year it has been online, but they will send their people over to Sunway to help our students with the entrepreneurial and technology skills that they have over in their university. And also, our students have the chance to be at UC Berkeley as well for what is known as a startup semester program that we have chosen to work with them on for about 4.5 months. And this is, I find, extremely good for the students because they actually get to meet students from all over the world, and they can exchange ideas and get inspired and motivated in areas of entrepreneurship and technology.
So I'm curious whether you get feedback on your graduates from the people who are hiring, and also vice versa.
Of course. We do receive constant good feedback, I must add, about our students who have completed internship, for example, or those who have been hired and working with the organizations. As you know, one of our biggest and most subscribed courses, both in the university and the colleges, within Malaysia and Sunway here, is accountancy and finance. And in fact, we have very direct working relationships with the Big Five, who actually even have their little offices here on our campus, where they can have direct access to the students and we can have direct access to them to get feedback on how our students are doing. And one of the things that is quite interesting, I thought I'd share it with you, is that when we're talking with them about, what are they looking for in our students and what do they find in our Sunway students, I'm pleased to share that the top three qualities that of Sunway students, as we surveyed them, is actually positive attitude, willingness to learn, and ability to present ideas and thoughts. So interesting, because this is, of course, on top of the fact that they should be well prepared enough in their courses with the basic skills.
And what will those needs look like for the coming year or two as the economy recovers from the pandemic?
It is difficult to predict what needs for the coming future will be like. I believe we've all been forced to fully embrace IR 4.0 this year with most of everything, whether it's work, communication, even our shopping, and for example, ordering food and groceries, entertainment, and etc. So you can say we're definitely moving into the digital era, and our graduates will need to be able to rise up and survive in this era. So according to HR Online, they did mention that there are some trends that are shaping the workforce in 2021. And we note that there is an increasing demand for employers to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion within the workforce. paying a particular attention to culture and social responsibility. I actually like that very much, and I hope that it will come true. And other trends also include more flexible working policies. I mean, we already see that with all this working from home, right? And agility in business, agility in businesses, the fact that we need to learn how to pivot and transform our businesses. No doubt, this coming year will be very challenging. And I think at this time, it is important for our graduates to think differently and begin to look at opportunities which is beyond their area of studies. For the first time this year, I'm finding our students who need to go on to internship telling me that they may find that the market is drying up and it's much harder to find internship placements. And that's because a lot of firms are not hiring. So that is when I say maybe we have to think of this differently. You know, in the past, we expect to be paid a lot of money for being interns. But now, you know, perhaps we should turn it around and say that, look, I want to learn new skills. I want to be able to learn what working in the industry is like. Will you take me in? I'm willing to come in and not be paid for it, for example. So we need to learn to look beyond normal hiring patterns to get a foot into that door that can lead to different kinds of prospects in future. Because if you don't, you know, you just sit back and wait for business as usual, I don't think it's going to work.
And so the Higher Education Ministry is targeting a marketability rate of 75%. In your view, what is it going to take to get there?
Well, we need a future workforce that is obviously adaptive, innovative and resilient enough to face whatever challenges that lie ahead of us. And this workforce will need to be able to thrive and succeed in an obviously fast-changing and very uncertain world. I would have thought we need people that can adapt quickly and effectively to constant change. So that would be one of the things, okay? Secondly, let's talk about skills. I mentioned entrepreneurial skills. I truly believe that that is the answer because these skills, these entrepreneurial skills are ones that are going to equip them and enable them to quickly transition from being even in a salaried position to owning businesses or to help to pivot business models for the companies that they work in. And then talking about skills, another aspect is IT. We have seen this so clearly this year that IT skills are important and probably leading on would be coding skills specifically. We already see this coming on board. So at Sunway, even before the pandemic, we have anticipated this. And we are launching, I just went to have a look at the place yesterday evening, our first tuition-free coding school, which is 42KL, part of the Ecole 42 from France, right here in Sunway. And this 42 campus will actually break the norms of not having classrooms, teachers, and tuition fees. So it'd be quite interesting to see how it works during the pandemic, especially. And this model is actually based on peer-to-peer learning, where the students will focus on current industrial challenges and in our case, the sustainable development goals to make the digital leap as tech entrepreneurs and developers. So this is one of the other things. To echo the Malaysian Education Blueprint for 2015 to 2025, they have said that we need holistic entrepreneurial and balanced graduates. And so that is what we are aiming to do.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening. You just heard Elizabeth Lee, CEO of Sunway University, discussing the marketability of new graduates and in many ways how much that factors into the planning process or the priorities for universities as well. So we want to hear from you. I mean, especially if you've been hiring this year and you hired a fresh grad, what led up to that? You know, was it what made them an appealing option, I guess? You know, was it their actual academic qualifications? Was it something else? Was it people skills? And conversely, if you are a graduate on the job market at the moment, what has it been like? We want to hear from you. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio with your thoughts. In the meantime, we have Devendra Banhart with Golden Girls, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.